Unit 52. Visit doctor. Useful expressions. She has already spent a lot of money.
She has already spent a lot of money.
We saw that movie yesterday.
We saw that movie yesterday.
I don't talk to the teacher.
I don't talk to the teacher.
I didn't know what to do.
I didn't know what to do.
I said to myself.
I said to myself.
I've never been to a doctor here.
I've never been to a doctor here.
You know, I'm very lucky.
You know, I'm very lucky.
I haven't been sick much.
I haven't been sick much.
I don't get sick easily.
I don't get sick easily.
I had to wait a long time in the waiting room.
I had to wait a long time in the waiting room.
The doctor was very busy with a lot of patients.
The doctor was very busy with a lot of patients.
He asked a lot of questions.
He asked a lot of questions.
He said I had the flu.
He said I had the flu.
He gave me a shot and said to go to bed for a few days.
He gave me a shot and said to go to bed for a few days.
He gave me a prescription.
He gave me a prescription.
I took some medicine and went to bed at once.
I took some medicine and went to bed at once.
The next morning I already felt better.
The next morning I already felt better.
You should see your doctor right away.
You should see your doctor right away.
I don't like to feel sick.
I don't like to feel sick.
I can't do anything then.
I can't do anything then.
I just want to sleep.
I just want to sleep.
Please tell me your name and address.
Please tell me your name and address.
He is examining the patients now.
He is examining the patients now.
The train for Chicago has already left.
The train for Chicago has already left.
The train for Detroit hasn't left yet.
The train for Detroit hasn't left yet.
We have already listened to the old tapes.
We have already listened to the old tapes.
I don't like this weather.
I don't like this weather.
She's feeling better now.
She's feeling better now.
Her headache is worse.
Her headache is worse.
A big celebration will take place here soon.
A big celebration will take place here soon.
The taxi should be here in a minute.
The taxi should be here in a minute.
Take a look at the clock and tell me the time.
Take a look at the clock and tell me the time.
What are you looking for?
What are you looking for?
If you'll go to the movies with me, I'll pick you up at 7.
If you'll go to the movies with me, I'll pick you up at 7.
He has a bad cold and a sore throat.
He has a bad cold and a sore throat.
I haven't felt very well today.
I haven't felt very well today.
Practical conversation. Have you called the taxi, John?
Yes, I have. It should be here in a minute. Put on your coat and hat, then we'll be ready.
Here he is now.
Good. I'll take the bags. You go ahead and get in.
Hurry, John. It's 6:25 and the train leaves at 6:35.
I'm hurrying, but your watch is fast. I have 6:20.
No, it's 6:25. Look at the station clock.
Oh, yes. I guess you're right. Well, I just have to pick up our tickets. Then we can get on the train. I'll get them and meet you right there.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for my key, but I can't find it.
Are you ready?
We're ready to go to New York.
Where did it take place?
It took place right here.
Where are John and Mary going?
They are going to New York.
Where did he put the bags?
He put them into a taxi.
Where did they go?
They went to the station.
Was it a bus station?
It was a train station.
Do you think I'm right?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Do you suppose it's true?
Yes, I guess it's true.
Where does the train leave from?
It leaves from gate 29.
Are you ready to relax?
Yes, we're ready to take a break.
Did you always study at night?
Yes, I studied every night.
Did your friends frequently visit you?
Yes, they often visited us.
Did they usually eat in a cafeteria?
Yes, they frequently ate there.
When did they frequently take a trip?
They often went in the summer months.
Are you feeling better?
I still have a bad cold and a headache.
How are you getting along?
Fine now, thanks. Just fine.